Well, welcome back, everybody. We have made it to episode 5 of the Love Builds podcast. And my hope is that this has been a fun journey for you. It's been a fun journey for me, getting a chance to meet some incredible people along the journey. And no two better right now than Ben Griffin and Ebenezer. Man, I am so glad that you guys are with us. And many of you probably recognize Pastor Ben on our teaching team. But I think people know you, Ebenezer. I mean, you've been around the block here at Westwood.
Yeah,
we've done
bit.
Some interviews with you and things like that. Part of Perizim Church, which is one of our partner churches. And anything you want to say about Perizim? Because I know you always want to talk and love on your church because it's an amazing place.
Yeah, Perizim is amazing. we just celebrated 3.5 years and excited about what all God is doing at the church. And so, yeah, we meet at the Bush Lake campus. Yep. And it's been a joy serving that community and now partnering with Westwood and seeing how we can build the kingdom together. It's been a real honor and joy doing that.
That's awesome. So, you know, Love Builds is this acceleration of our here, near, far vision. And today we, you know, we're taking a little bit of some time to talk about this near component, which when I think of churches across the country, it's a pretty unique part of a church's vision to be considerate. Well, not even that, to be like passionate about the fact that the nations of the world have representation in our distinct communities. And so, Pastor Ben, you've been on that journey almost since the start. Do you want to share a little bit about maybe what drew you to be part of this and how you're seeing Westwood enter into this near space?
Yeah, I mean, what brought me in actually was a conversation with Pastor Joel, just maybe similar to like you, just had, we're in similar circles and our hearts were resonating around some things we wanted to see happen in our city. And that one step to the next led my involvement to come to that next level. And near ministry, the heart of that is, you know, we got here, near, and far. Near is looking at the unreached people groups around the Twin Cities and how are we raising up indigenous leaders in those people groups to lead churches and ministries that are engaging with them with the gospel. Mm-hmm. It is so fun.
Yeah. You know, it reminds me that, you know, a church, you know, here we are, a church in Chanhassen. Obviously, we got Bush Lake, we got West Tonka, but like, you know, primarily this is an outer ring suburb church. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, God puts a vision in it. And Pastor Joe, I think, has the boldness to say, no, I think this is us to think about and work through a vision to catalyze the indigenous leaders in our community so they can reach and connect with their own people. But that takes partnership.
Mm. It does.
And this word partnership is, I mean, we say it so easily, but it's pretty involved. And I'm curious, Ben, your role, in addition to being part of Westwood, you know, you're part of Link, which is this fantastic organization working with leadership development all over the country. And partnership, I think, in that context is super important. So you see partnership from the angle of working in nonprofit space, seeing it in church space, seeing it in leadership development. Anything you want to just share about, like, what makes good partnership? Like, what is it about partnering together? We know we need to do it because we don't have all the answers and we need someone else with other expertise, other perspective, but how do you link arms well together?
Yeah, let me give a short answer to that. And then I think there's a practicality that Ebenezer has experienced. I'd like to bounce to him.
Yeah.
Because as I've been in this role with Westwood, when you are a larger influential church like Westwood, there's a built-in challenge working with smaller startups, especially those communities that maybe don't have as many resources. Mm. And a lot of times what can happen is a patriarchal relationship.
Sure.
I've been really impressed with Westwood because occasionally those types of things will come up. Mm. Westwood has always worked through those with patience, kindness, and true partnership. Hey, we're in this together. Yeah. Everybody brings something to the table. And we're learning from each other and growing with each other. And it isn't one pouring in and another receiving. We are all in this together. And I think that's where, if I could bounce it to you, Evan.
Yeah, I'd love to hear more about that.
Hear your practical side of that.
Yeah, yeah. So I've been, I've partnered with a church before in the past. And it didn't feel like a partnership. Mm. It just felt like we came in and we were renting their space.
Sure, sure.
We didn't really know their community. They didn't know our community. And it felt very lonely. It felt like we were in this alone. And we did this right when we planted. And so we are still new to the game. We're surrounded by people that have planted, who've been around, established. And we're like, it'd be nice to kind of learn from them.
Yeah,
it'd be nice to kind of, how do you guys do that?
Yeah.
But there was no relationship, nothing like that. And so when it was actually time to come partner with Westwood, we were hesitant.
Oh, sure.
We had to really pray through that and not just convince the leadership team. We really had to convince our community that this was an actual partnership. Hmm. And we felt it from the very beginning. As soon as we had those initial conversations, we could tell from the tone of the voices, the mannerisms, the body language that this was going to be a true partnership.
Yep.
And it has been that since we've done this. I mean, Pastor Joel has come and spoke at our conference.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's really awesome that he was able to take some time out of his busy schedule to come bless our conference. And, you know, every quarter we do these things called development days, yep, where we bring all our leaders and our teams together and we learn together.
Yep.
And we've had you.
Oh, I've been a part of that. Those are some fun times.
Yeah, yeah. Pastor Zach has been a part of that. Yep. Ben has been a part of that. And so just to learn from one another, do community together. I mean, we've gone to each other's houses and just spending time together, dreaming together. I mean, every month, all the leaders and pastors from the NEAR ministry at Bush Lake campus, we get together.
Yeah, you guys come together, right?
We eat food.
Yep. Oh, for sure.
Really good food. We talk about what's going on in everybody's ministry, yeah, things that we could be praying for one another about. And then we dream. How can we see the kingdom of God expand in our local context and in our city? And so that's very different. I don't know if anything like this exists. Hmm. I know I've never been a part of something like this before, but it has really helped me in great ways. And so, no, I'm very grateful for this partnership and all the ways it's even inspired Parazim Church and the ways we want to go move forward.
Well, and I just want to encourage you, Ebenezer, in kind of the spirit of what you're talking about, Ben, that true partnership's bidirectional.
Right.
You know, it isn't just a disproportionate pouring in and like, you know, from this paternal, you know, very established church. It's like, no, there's this sense that we learn, we mm-hmm. grow, we get inspired. And just, you know, I've been with your team now for a couple months since I've been here on staff. And I know others on our team have interacted with your staff and your culture. But the sense of family, the sense mm-hmm. of relationship, the sense of connectedness that you yeah. have with one another, it is spilling over wow. into our Westwood context. And wow. and I think we're having team members feel something mm. when they enter into your church and wow. your space and your team. And it's drawing us to ask the question, we want to feel that. Mm. We want to feel the sense that we're linking arms, that we're together, that yeah. we're dreaming, that we're doing it. Yeah. Well, you know, Joel has this line, we're better together when we're in it together. Yeah. We want to feel that.
Yeah.
And I feel like you and your team, based on how you think about culture, yeah. how you think about team building, we're inspired to mm-hmm. grab some of that. So just because I yeah. find you just so well adept at building that, like what is some things that makes Parazim feel like, come on, we're in this together? Like what are some things that you're doing to create that wonderful attractional sense of who you are?
Yeah, I know you and I have talked about this, but culture is built two ways, mm. either by design or default.
Yeah.
And so we just right out the gate believe that we want to be a communal church.
Yeah.
And so right there in our vision statements, we got three C's that make Parazim what Parazim is, mm. connect, cultivate, and contribute. Mm. And so right from the jump, we say we want to connect people to the family of God. And we use that word intentionally. We believe that we're family.
Yeah.
We're not just churchgoers. We're not just church members. We're not just here for a good time. Like the Bible calls us brothers, sisters, we have mothers and fathers. And so what does it look like to take some of what we see in our own family and bring it into the church that's family? Good. And so that's very intentional. We, whether it's how we greet one another, we say, what's good, bro?
Yeah.
Brother, sure. Okay, sis. Yeah, yeah. 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 Something as small as that, because that's what family is. Like the, you know, the difference between eating at a restaurant and eating at home. Mm. Is buy-in.
Yeah.
When you're at home, somebody's cooking, somebody's cleaning, mm. somebody's preparing the table. But when you're at a restaurant, you just come and you sit and you order.
Yeah.
And nothing, you do nothing. All you do is order and eat. And we're like, no, we're not going to operate like that.
Yeah.
If we're a family, we're going to be contributors. So we're going to need everybody to be a part of this. And so not only are we going to greet you as bro, not only are we going to greet you as sis, but we're also going to put you to work because this is a family. Yeah, and in yeah, order to build go. This house, we're going to need everybody. Everybody's contribution. And so, yeah. Yeah, those are some of the ways we've thought about how to incorporate that culture into our church context. Yeah.
Ben, I'm just seeing you smiling. Yeah. And I know that this journey for Parazim and for Ebenezer to be part of what we're doing. Like you, that's been something that you've been in the background working toward and seeing come to life. So in the spirit of partnership, like what are you seeing here? Like how some of the things that you hope to see, I see you smiling. It feels like this is like a realization, actualization of some things you are always hoping to see. But anything you want to talk about of how partnership brings us to these places where vision becomes reality.
Yeah, well, let me look back and then look forward to your question. So I'm sitting here smiling, remember sitting in a room with a couple people going, what are the values of this church gonna be? You know, as Parazim was even launching out the door, and then to see what a just tremendous job you guys do of, you visit the worship, you're gonna hear those three C's, you're gonna see them, you're gonna experience, like it's who they are. Mm. And it just echoes out that that culture has been built and is flourishing. And I mean, things you couldn't see, when you start something, you just can't see that. Not and it's so all. Fun, so fun to celebrate that. And then on top of that, the next level. So like, that's where we've been and that's what gets me smiling here, but where we're going. And I just, I get excited just thinking about, because even, and this is, please don't anybody, this is a thinking out loud. So don't anybody say we're doing this.
I've heard this on the Love Bills podcast.
So be very careful. Be very careful about that. But even as like we're talking about down the road, I hear Ebenezer might asked a question once, like, hey, when we grow out of the space at Bush Lake, you know, what does partnership look like then? Hmm. And what if we took over the next part of the building? You know, I don't know what's happening there. And you know, who knows? That's what I'm saying. Let's not jump ahead of ourselves.
Totally.
But there is this like, we're not just in this for now. Yeah. We're family, a family of churches. Yeah. And regardless what the next stage is, we're already going, what does that look like as we move forward and create room for others to maybe come in to that level of proximity and space?
Wow. Mm. You know, Joel and I have talked about, we talked about it in the first episode of this podcast, to like stand in awe a little bit at the moment in history that we all live in right now. You know, the likelihood that the nations, the people groups of the world will have access to the gospel in our lifetime. It's just a fascinating thing to just consider. So but then to realize, of all the places in the world to be, we live in the Twin Cities, Minneapolis and St. Paul, the frozen tundra, as I sometimes call it as an immigrant myself, and the nations have come here.
Yeah.
160 plus nations represented, 250 plus languages. It's a glimpse of the future. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm thinking of John's vision in Revelation, every tribe, language, people, and nation will be together. And that's the heart behind near, is that proximate to us is the actualization of the kingdom, in the sense that the people are here.
Yeah.
And our invitation now is to consider, how does the Lord invite us to think about incarnating or witnessing or bringing people into this beautiful reality that is God's kingdom? And I'm just so, I'm honored, I'm privileged that I get to link arms with you guys as we pursue that. Our church gets to link arms with other churches as we pursue that together. So maybe Ebenezer, maybe a closing thought from either of you, just on that idea of vision, where we're headed. How is Parazim involved in that? Like, what are you guys seeing in terms of impact or in terms of reach that's helping you feel a sense of like, God's doing this thing?
Yeah, that's a good question. Everywhere. Yeah. I see that everywhere, whether it's the way we're rubbing shoulders with the staff here at Westwood, doing ministry together. Like I think about Monday, Thursday last year, and I got to be a part of that. Yeah. And that was such a powerful moment where we got to minister the last words that Jesus shared on the cross. And I was like, wow, I didn't know these people in this room literally 6 months ago.
Right.
And now we are engaging in the gospel together.
Wow.
And that was such a powerful moment. And that's what family is. It's like, I didn't know you, but the gospel, the blood of Jesus has made us one.
Come on.
And we have this commonality that's greater than any other thing,
right?
Which is what salvation has done for us, made us children of God. And that commonality, that reality has, I've seen the fruit of that in this partnership, in this relationship. And it's beautiful to see that, you know, I joke around. It's like, I didn't know we had a lot of white brothers and sisters in Chaska.
Right, exactly.
And we're from the east side of St. Paul. But over here, different culture, maybe different skin tone, different background, a lot of different, but the same God.
Yep.
You know?
But there's unity.
With this unity.
It's so true.
And that's... that one thing that brings us together has created so much opportunity and so much relationship and depth, not just relationship, but depth to the relationship. And that's what's excited me. And that's what I look forward to. And that's what I hope other people can see moving forward. Everybody's looking for community. Everybody's looking to be known, to be seen.
Yep.
And I think the gospel opens that door. And I think the gospel provides answers for us that I think we all deep down are looking for.
It's cool. Ben, last word to you. What are you most excited about as we move this near vision forward?
I'd say the multiplication factor. There is a momentum, and there's something that is happening, not just physically at the space at Bush Lake, but beyond that in the Twin Cities, and people coming together from different backgrounds with the same gospel heart.
Wow.
And it feels like the beginning of something significant.
Yeah.
And I can't predict where that goes, but I'm excited about
it. For sure. Well, hey, we had three preachers on this podcast and we wrapped up somewhat on time. So I feel like we should be proud of ourselves, but my hope is that you had fun with us as we had this, really, it's a compelling conversation about a church with a vision to think about the nations that are among us and how do we accelerate forward. That's what Love Builds is all about. It's an acceleration of vision to where God is leading us, part of that 10-10-10 strategy. And so I'm so grateful for Ebenezer, for Ben, for all of our partners, a part of the Hub, and I'm so grateful for you. Thanks for tuning in. And again, we've been saying this every week, but remember, March 9th, we're gathering together as community to pray, to worship, to commission, really, this vision forward in our church. So we'll see you then and tune in for the last episode next week.